You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, it is Thursday, which we prefer to refer to around here as Friday Eve. This is, yeah, so Big Rig's learning all the terms and terminologies. Brother, you are running the board right now on Friday Eve. Welcome to it. How you doing?
Good, man. Good, good.
Good? Yeah?
Yeah.
Got all the buttons?
Today, I think so. Yeah.
Just today. We want tomorrow also, just so you know.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Okay, good. All right, tomorrow's good. Butters is also in the studio. How you doing, brother? You're with us.
I'm excited. Cup of coffee, as always.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, this is a spectator sport for me today.
Spectator sport?
Yeah.
I just don't know how to feel about that. Okay, we'll see. We're going to put you to work or talk about you or something. We'll do something here in a minute. Speaking of which, I got a great show laid on for you today, 3:30 today. The Butters is already in studio, but yes, we will have a episode of Butters and Lee. Lee from Huntsville calling in, as always, Thursday afternoon, 3:30, so stand by for that one. Butters and Lee at 3:30. And then at 4 o'clock today, our Alabama Secretary of State, Wes Allen, is going to call in. I got a storyline you're going to want to be a part of. It's interesting, and it's pretty good doings. All of that, plus I've actually got a triple dipper as well.
The Triple Dipper, three stories you've got to know.
That's right, the Triple Dipper, three stories, three themes, if you will, that you got to know as we run today's show. So, first out the gate, y'all, it's just when you think it couldn't get any wilder or weirder, the southern border situation and the trickle-down issues that come from it are just, like, becoming exponential. We got to get a grip on this. And in fact, I'm concerned about the way forward. If this next election does not take hold in a more conservative fashion and we get rid of the Biden administration, I'm concerned about what's going to happen with our southern border. Border wars, that's number one, triple dipper. We'll talk about it in great detail. Number two, so there's a story out today about a campaign situation going on up in, I think it's Connecticut or Delaware. And people are getting fake Biden phone calls telling them not to worry about voting. And it's all artificial intelligence generated to sound like President Biden making the phone calls. Y'all, this is, I don't care which side you're on, that's unconscionable. And whoever did it ought to be literally brought to Dr. Bear and have charges pressed. But can you? What are the rules on artificial intelligence? And what are the rules, by the way, on AI on the campaign trail? That's what we're talking about. Number two on the Triple Dipper, in conjunction with our conversation with Secretary of State Wes Allen, AI on the campaign trail, it's just weird. And we'll talk about it in detail. And then number three, I didn't get to it yesterday. My plan is to get to it today. Policy matters. It does. Does the Biden administration have a doctrine? We don't know. Because we can't tell from their policies whether they have any underlying doctrines that tell them what to do. Well, that's going to be number three on the Triple Dipper. I'm calling it Policy Matters. And so, stand by for that one. All right, let me jump over here to my daily Right Side Way monologue. And I'll just remind you guys, Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics that covers a huge swath of ground in North Alabama. Southern Immediate Care is the sponsor of the daily Right Side Way monologue. And they are in like locations like Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, six locations around the Birmingham area. They're open 7 days a week. They'll see all ages, and they are owned by our Right Side Ruffian, oh, by the way. And yeah, Southern Immediate Care, the daily sponsor of the Right Side Way. Okay, listen, yesterday on the show, we chased a short rabbit trail about one of my favorite movies of all time. We talked about The Outlaw Josie Wales, starring Clint Eastwood. Classic movie about an anti-hero who just wants to be left alone, but he keeps getting put in the position of having to help others. And I got to ask you, how many solid, manly one-liners are there in that one movie? Things like, dying ain't much of a living, boy, or hold on, granny, hell is coming to breakfast. Great movie. But it set me to pondering just a bit. I mean, could they even make that movie today? Could they? I mean, it seems that we live in a time that is so keen to avoid offense and cover up history that I just wonder if a movie hero like Josie Wales would even be allowed to hit the big screen. I mean, never mind the fact that Eastwood's main character was a man who fought for revenge because Missouri Redlegs had murdered his whole family. But he was a Confederate. Oh, no. Can we have that kind of a character anymore? Horror of horrors, Josie Wales rode for the Confederacy. You gonna pull those pistols or whistle Dixie? So were the images of Native Americans in that movie too stereotypical? Was there a racist overtone? Maybe. Or how about this? It was actually just a great movie that was period correct. There's that. Well, Charlene and I both worked in movie theaters when we were younger. The smell of popcorn, the crowds lining up to have their tickets torn, the giant screen with larger-than-life heroes and heroines. Great stories to spark the imagination and create a diversion from life for a bit, but not anymore. Now the movies are no longer a diversion. They are a teaching point, and they are a trigger warning. And we need somebody who knows things to tell us what they know and to save us from ourselves. We live in a day when hypersensitivities among some have risen to the point that microaggressions and trigger words can set off a whole series of cascading events. One look at the warning labels that we have on some of the products on our store shelves will tell you that there is an overtly desperate attempt to save us from ourselves. I mean, there's actual warning labels on products that seem to indicate that someone, somewhere, somehow did the ridiculous, and now we all get to pay for it. Like the folding baby stroller with the warning that says, remove baby before folding. Oh, wow. Or the box of rat poison that says, warning, has been found to cause cancer in lab mice. So it's designed to kill them over time with cancer? Or the label on a child's scooter that says, warning, this product moves when used. Well, that is the very definition of scooter. Or one of my all-time favorites on a package of brass fishing hooks that says, caution, harmful if swallowed. Huh. Okay, just don't tell the fish, because that's kind of the whole point of a fishing hook. But as silly as the whole warning label industry has become, they are actually now tagging classic movies with warnings. No kidding. Like the British Film Institute, it recently placed audience warnings on two classic James Bond movies to warn the audiences that, quote, this film may contain outdated attitudes that may cause offense. Or Disney. The same Disney, by the way, that inserts strange attempts to normalize sexual behavior for kids in their movies and opposes the laws that would stop them from doing so. Yeah, Disney recently began adding warnings to some of its movies. Cartoon movies like Dumbo and Lady and the Tramp are now branded as potentially controversial, although you may not be able to watch them and figure out why. I mean, apparently the Siamese cat singing the Siamese cat song, that's considered to be problematic in the world we live in. So Disney warns its audiences that the movies may contain outdated cultural depictions. And the full warning they put up is actually a paragraph long. It actually states that Disney views their own movies as depictions of, quote, the mistreatment of people or cultures that were wrong then and are wrong now. And then go on to say that, rather than remove this content, we want to acknowledge its harmful impacts, learn from it, and spark conversations to create a more inclusive future together. And then it goes on to actually direct the viewer to a special website that helps people through the crisis of actually enjoying a classic movie. Sure. That's why leaving those movies that are up, you know, it has nothing to do with the fact that they're making money by having them up on their streaming service for people to watch. No, it's a teaching point now. Just saving us from ourselves, y'all. Or how about Turner Classic Movies? They've joined in. They've taken steps to warn us against the horrible classics like, believe it or not, they branded Breakfast at Tiffany's, My Fair Lady, Gone with the Wind. And so, yeah, Turner has decided to start each movie with a brief roundtable discussion called Reframed, Classic Films in the Rearview Mirror, in which the panel will actually sit there and discuss the problematic and sometimes troubling content and provide a trigger warning, but with context to the times in which the people used to live. Yeah, back when we used to just enjoy going to the movies. So I feel certain, though, that that roundtable discussion on Turner Classic Movies about the deprivations and heinous behaviors of Scarlett O'Hara is going to be big doings for some, simply riveting entertainment with a dose of guilt. But for me, that's when I'll take that last-minute bathroom break and get my popcorn. Just tell me when it's over so I can watch my movie. But I got to tell you, I think the ice is beginning to break. Comedian and commentator Bill Maher, he recently called out liberals about their own hypersensitivities. Marr made a great skit out of adding warning labels to other classic movies using the same lines that liberals like to say to us on a regular basis. Like for The Wizard of Oz, he says, "Warning, this movie depicts a powerful woman of color who was murdered by a rural white girl." I feel certain that Dorothy had privilege. And for Sleeping Beauty, it says, "Warning, a prince kisses an unconscious woman without her consent." Classic sexism. Or the Hitchcock thriller Psycho, wait for it, "Warning, this movie inaccurately portrays the lives of vast majority of transgender motel owners." Nice. So apparently, if you're over the age of 20, you can't watch anything you used to watch without being cautioned that it may have detrimental effects on your mental health. So I feel certain that if a director, a scriptwriter, or a producer took the idea from movies of yesterday to studios of today, they'd be lawyered into non-existence. Great flicks like Breakfast Club, where all the characters happen to be white, or Mean Girls, where somebody was bullied, which was kind of the point, or Home Alone, which features classic child neglect and child endangerment, or Tropic Thunder, with Robert Downey Jr. Playing a dude disguised as another dude, all while wearing blackface makeup. The list goes on, but I think you get the point. We don't have to be saved from ourselves, and we certainly don't need trigger warnings on My Fair Lady. Y'all, life's hard. If Breakfast at Tiffany's scares you, go get a helmet. In the meantime, roll that footage, pop that popcorn, let's just enjoy a good movie. And that's a wrap for The Right Side Way. Oh boy, yeah, I mean literally. Can you imagine? Could they have made some of yesterday's movies today? Would the snowflakes have put a stop to things like Breakfast Club? Or for that matter, Josie Wales, would he have had to ride for the Union and then try to figure it out from there? I don't know how that would work. All I know is this. We need to get back to just enjoying culture and being able to laugh at ourselves. Quit trying to save us from ourselves. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.